we are hearing a lot about artificial intelligence, AI. It is revolutionizing the way our world operates. I would like to share with you about UI, or the universal intelligence, for a personal revolution. Connecting to the universal intelligence can revolutionize your approach to every single problem in your lives. If you look at the human body, what is it made of? 60 elements of nature. And of these 60 elements, only 6 elements, oxygen, hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, calcium, phosphorus, these 6 elements constitute 99% of the body. The body is just not the 60 elements put together in a box and jiggled. Where is your intelligence located? The standard answer is the brain. The brain, with its billion neurons, trillion support cells, and quadrillion neural connections. But do you know that there are nearly 40,000 neurons in your heart? Neurons very similar to your brain, and which is also engaged in the process of feeling and intuiting and deciding. Intelligence is not limited to the brain alone. Just as localizing intelligence to brain alone is a very limited perception, localizing intelligence to those creatures which have brains is also a very limiting perception. The ordinary mind perceives separate objects, distinct individuals, and life forms. But at the consciousness level, what we see is one unitary fabric of life. And when you awaken to this universal intelligence, you experience waves of new ideas. You also experience coincidences and synchronicities that makes life feel effortless. Individuals who have an active occipital lobe, which is located at the back of the brain, your experience of the universal intelligence, or UI, becomes personal and is experienced as a presence with a form. In individuals for whom the activity in the parietal lobe is reduced, the universal intelligence is experienced as an impersonal, limitless, infinite field of energy. What if we could access this universal intelligence? Most religions eulogize suffering and helplessness and desperation as a way of connecting to the universal intelligence or the divine. In our experience, we have seen, just as suffering states separate us from people, they also separate us from the divine or the universal intelligence. When you try to access from anger, from anxiety, you are like a person with a very advanced phone, but trying to connect in a zero network area. It is only when you are free of desperation, it is only when you move into a state of calm letting go, it is only then you have arrived at the right balance of the frontal lobe and the limbic activity to have an experience of the universal intelligence. If not for that brain state, the universal intelligence will only remain an idea. May you all move beyond yourselves, experience deep connection with the universal intelligence, and allow magic to unfold.
Beautiful. And so we had a weekend of connecting with our universal intelligence, and it was wonderful.
This is held once a year.
Is share some of what we garnered from this weekend intensive. And so the main intention that we set at the beginning was that may I awaken to true peace. So that's peace within, and creating peace around us. And that's a powerful intention, because I learned so much about where peace is not in my life. And I've been looking at this for a while, years now, and each time I do the five awakenings, I can see so much more. I get a view of how much more refinement is happening in my world.
So one thing is a lot of us are always thinking in way in the future, like a desire for the next life. What is this going to be like when we die, and everything that we've been in such a hurry with, trying to get through life with all the work and family and kids and school, etc. Oh, maybe, you know, that we might have a desire for the next life and peace and calm and bliss. But right now, in this present moment, we are a being. We are the moon, the stars, the earth. It just is. We are part of the whole and the all, the whole universe.
And I'd just like to interject there, because most of my life I've had that idea that heaven was going to be all bliss, or all raising above all everything that we experience in life. And now I clearly understand that when we pass from this life and our bodies are no longer with us, we are in exactly the same mental framework as when we left. So the object of being here on Earth is to evolve and heal ourselves, and to dissolve our vasanas, which vasanas are cravings, for whether it be more wealth, more wealth, more love, a new car, whatever it is that we tend to crave, an awakening to dissolving these cravings.
So that's the obsessive
right
part. So if we break it down into the chakras, the lower chakras is that I want or I don't want. It's just that obsessiveness.
I then want the new car. I don't want high car payments.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want more wealth. And yet I don't want scarcity. So we go back and forth in that craving of one or the other. I want or I do not want. And it's a self-obsessed suffering state.
And so if we utilize those 40 million neurons in the heart and the throat chakra, which those are your next two chakras coming up from the lower, then all of a sudden we get connected. We have connection with love. We surrender into compassion. Feeling comes up, and
we vibrate higher.
Yeah.
We have a higher frequency, and life becomes more effortless. That's when we truly experience peace, inner peace, and then peace in our families, peace in our work world, and ultimately greater peace in our work, in the world at large, when we all come to this understanding and collectively help one another reach out and help one another to lift each other up.
So the whole general concept is to really stay kind of middle centered, because then the potential coming from the heart is that divine love. If we're underactive in the heart, then we tend to be cold and indifferent towards others and towards nature and the world. If we're overactive, then we get possessive. We want that. I want, I need. But if we're in the present moment, then we just have that divine love.
And we flow like a river through life, and even through our challenges.
Oh.
We aren't set back by our challenges. Our thinking becomes more clear, and it's easier to find the solution. In fact, we don't have to find the solution. The solution will come when we are at peace and flowing.
I recall watching a little interview with a younger woman from the tapas, like you did, and she brought that whole visual of a river flowing, and there might be obstacles in the way, a rock or whatever, but it flows around it or over it. And she described how all of a sudden she's gotten into this flow with her life, and it's freed her up. She's now experience God as freedom in her life. This is beautiful.
And I think ultimately we all go through experiences in our life where we do have that flow going on. And then maybe an obstacle comes in our way, and we're so conditioned to worry and become overwhelmed and burdened and move into that suffering state. And if we can just take a pause and notice that that's how we're reacting, then we can breathe deeply, connect with the universal intelligence or God presence, with nature, whatever connection feeds you. Then you trust that the solution will come.
Yeah, I think what you're kind of explaining there, correct me if I'm wrong, is that then you become a witness.
That's exactly true,
You're
yes.
unattached and you just observe. You have total to, you're an observer of that total oneness, one with all. So when you walk out the door and the sun's rising and you're just taking the time to just appreciate that sunrise,
And maybe whisper
salutation.
a salutation and a greeting and an assistance. Show me what I need to overcome this obstacle or this challenge. And trust. Just allow it to come and trust. And that is truly a freedom. And that is exactly what I witnessed when Jim here had his near-death experience in July. And I had just come back from tapas, and I could witness myself and my fear of losing him without getting gripped by the fear. I could witness it, observe it, and stay somewhat. I was detached from it. I mean, I cried, and I saw the suffering begin to move in. And as soon as I felt that, I would take a deep breath, and I would soon be able to feel the calmness and just flow through each new crises that appeared, and assist the family in their dire moments of fear of death.
Well, that's one of the things that was pointed out too, is when intelligence, the universal intelligence that flows through, it needs a soft heart to flow through. Because if your heart is hard, and all of a sudden if Marion was like upset, that and concerned and living the fear of me being gone, and have anger at
God
God or whatever,
or even desperation that you have to live.
yeah, all of that, that's just a hardened heart. And then she gets wounded by life that way and becomes devoid of feeling. And it's all blaming the doctors for not saving my life or
Or becoming
whatever.
so self-obsessed that it's all about me, and it's not about holding on to that connection. And I was able to talk to Jim, even though he didn't look like he was present. I trust that at some level, I could feel a heart connection with him, and I just held on to it, and I spoke to him and reminded him he was strong, and that I won't say, I wanted to say fight this, but you can overcome this. You have the strength to remain here if you choose to. Not my will, but thine
And you're done.
be done.
And it was, so, God is that infinite field of energy. It's a limitless field that's got great potential. And there's no separation
Did you say a
from one
limited fear or limitless?
limitless
Limitless
field.
fear.
And, there's no separation. It's all part of the whole. We're all part of this molecular structure. I'm
And
not.
web of
And
life.
web of life, and I'm a form. Marion's a human form. I'm a human form, and then we have our being and our divine self, our God self, however, whatever you want to call it. A lot of times we start out with God as a distinct being, like a Christ or a Buddha, and over time, as we keep picturing who is our divine? What is our divine? How is our connection with God? And I've got to tell you, I think I mentioned it on one of the other shows. I've been reading a lot in the Bible lately, and I just picked it up again today. I had a thing, and it's all about that oneness that God is us, Jesus was trying to explain that to Philip. There's like, oh, what are we going to do when you're gone? And he said, well, you are me.
And
And so, once this communion builds up over the years, then all of a sudden you see that your divine, your God self becomes very personal.
that is, we're making reference to that according to whatever form you our listeners have. We like to talk about universal intelligence, which is the God intelligence, and it can also be in the form of a voice. Some people hear a voice, and it might not be a voice like you hear us speaking to now. It may be intuition, the voice of intuition, and you're very, very clear on that. And it flows from the temporal part portion of the brain when it's open.
I'd like to bring up a funny story I just heard yesterday about that. So Dan Rather was he interviewed Mother Teresa. And I wonder if she ever became a saint or what. I don't
I
know.
think that.
Anyway, so he goes, so he goes, how do you pray to God? And she goes, I listen. And he was flabbergasted. You should have seen the expression on his face. So then he says, okay, so what does God tell you? And she goes, nothing. And that's, I mean, Miriam was just talking about the intuition, how we all of a sudden we connect into our intuition, into our God self, our God realization, self-realization, meditation towards self-realization. That's our show. So, and this is what we're trying to
Share.
share with it with all,
And I did want to poke in here too that Preetaji had quoted that science says we use one tenth of our brain, and it's only one tenth because we lack prana for the brain, and prana is the breath. It's the way we oxygenate the brain. And so many people talk about brain fog these days and the many reasons for brain fog. And so I want to encourage listeners to breathe, to take moments throughout the day as often as you can, even if it's posting some signs, especially in your workspace, anywhere that you can take time doing dishes while you're cooking, take some deep, slow breaths like we do at the beginning of our show and fill the entire lungs and then slowly release it all so that the next breath is going to even be deeper. And it's amazing how much more effective our brain works and how much clearer our thinking and our connection with that universal intelligence is strengthened by the breath.
Yeah, so it's it, we hurry so much through life, and this was interesting. I was listening to a guy talk about this yesterday, and how we don't take time to just be, to just. And he brought up a good point. All the sages and Jesus, and he had a story about when Jesus went to the desert. It wasn't just one time on the 40 days when he banished the devil. He said he went there often, and Buddha and all your great sages, you know, there's always stories about them of going and being still, being silent, and separate,
Connecting,
yeah,
yeah.
connected with their God source versus the divine source, the higher intelligence versus connected with what's going on in the world, in the planet.
So the other God experience is an eminent presence, and that's what Jim was just referring to, is taking time out to feel that eminent presence in all, whether it be the tree that you're walking past, or your pet that you're petting, and where you're moved by compassion and you maybe receive some inspiration, and it's love without a cause, no judgments, no expectations. It's just a flow of love and compassion that you feel.
Yes, beautiful. You know what I'd like to do, honey, is share another video, Divine as a Friend.
Okay, well, before you do
Friendship with the
that,
Divine.
before you do that, honey, one of the things that we did with Preeta G was we visualized golden light filling our heads. And to do that every day, to fill, while you're doing some deep breathing, you can visualize. And even if you don't see real clearly, you can imagine your head filling with sunbeams or the whole sun filling your head and see how that lights up those brain cells and brings on more connection. Okay, and here we go, connecting with
Friendship with the Divine.
our divine or
About 10
universal.
minutes with Pritiji.
In this meditation, you will connect to your divine from a deep space of friendship. Begin with closing your eyes. Please sit still. Hold your spine upright. Inhale, pull the breath in, exhale, relax, move the breath out. Inhale, pull the breath in. Exhale, relax, move the breath out. Inhale, pull the breath in. Exhale, relax, move the breath out. Inhale, feel an energy vortex at the center of your chest, the heart chakra. Exhale, bring a smile onto your face. Inhale, feel an energy vortex at the center of your chest, the heart chakra. Exhale, bring a smile. Inhale, feel an energy vortex at the center of your chest, your heart chakra. Exhale, bring a smile. Now gently place your palms on your heart and whisper this after me. The divine is my friend. I am in my divine's heart, and the divine is in my heart. The divine is my friend. I am in my divine's heart, and the divine is in my heart. The divine is my friend. I am in my divine's heart, and the divine is in my heart. You may relax your palms. Feel your heart turn into a natural spring, from where a fountain of golden water is emerging. As you inhale, see the golden water rise upwards to your spiritual eye. While you exhale, the golden waters fall back into your heart. Now invite your divine into your heart as a friend, as one who would never judge you and love you as you are. Feel the divine presence filling your heart. Feel your heart slowly turning into a golden ocean without waves, a golden ocean of divine grace. Feel yourself being absorbed into this golden ocean. This is the ocean of divine consciousness, of Mitra, or sacred friendship. If you feel like, you may speak with your divine as you would speak to the dearest of friends. Whenever you are ready to return, return to slow, deep breathing. You may slowly open your eyes. Carry this divine presence in your heart into the day. Reach out to the presence as a friend, anytime, anywhere. Namaste.
How's that for filling one with the presence of the divine, or making that connection?
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah, I love it too. Geez, I opened up my notes and I have belief versus conviction. Belief is guessing, conviction is knowing.
Well, belief is also everything that people have said to us, where belief is, or connection is
Conviction.
knowing, or conviction is your personal experience and your perseverance in making that connection and leaving maybe beliefs or thoughts that don't serve you anymore.
It's this way you know what's in your heart,
Yeah.
you
And it
know,
becomes a
personal.
new experience all the time to connect. It's not the repetitive fear of God. And I mean, I can't imagine how, for me, it doesn't work to have fear of God. It's much better to have friendship with my divine in my presence than to
I agree.
have fear.
I like to see God as an intimate experience,
Yeah. Feel it as such. So I'm wondering what our time element is,
Well, we're
and
doing pretty good. I think we still have at least 20 minutes to discuss, 20,
okay,
25 minutes. So,
so are we ready to move into our freedom intelligence then?
yeah.
So the freedom intelligence is a zone of happening. So it's not planning or thinking, it's the things that happen when we have a sense of freedom. And so the love and the becomes an intention, and it takes away the warring going on inside. And the warring is our addictions, whether we're addicted. And it's not just addicted to drugs, alcohol, TV or video games, shopping, you know, checking the social media, or it can also be our addiction for longing for love and wanting to find a new job or chasing acknowledgement or success. It can also be attitudes of being hurt easily or easily offended, insulted, never being able to act. You know, like you think things, but then you can't act on them. And it can be an addiction to quitting jobs. It can be addiction of quitting on relationships and maybe even life itself. And so when we feel the sense of freedom, then we're free to notice and see our addictions for what they are and have an awareness that moves in so that we can heal ourselves of the addictions. This weekend, I could clearly see my addiction to chasing acknowledgement, whether it be from gym or on my spiritual path. And so I certainly see the evolution of it, and it's dissolving, and yet I can certainly see that it's still there. And being maybe, I don't know. I attested to being born an identical twin and getting a lot of acknowledgement or attention in that way. So it's like it became an addiction early in my life, and so I need that awareness to
It's like
watch it.
having an addiction becomes a convenience of self-serving thoughts,
Yeah.
self-fulfilling thoughts, and that blocks the creative process, creative spots, thoughts. So, it's having a spacious mind versus a heart that's troubled.
Yeah. And to watch the state of mind, whether you're, you know, if you're recognizing being bored, moving into boredom easily, or uncertainty. then it's good to just notice it. It's not necessary to beat ourselves up because that just digs the rut deeper and we're going to go there more often. Once we recognize, oh, look at, I'm feeling bored and I'm going for the video games, or I'm going for to the refrigerator. Or maybe I'm hiding in a book, obsessive book. I mean, books are good. Reading is valuable when we become obsessed with it and don't allow ourselves any integration with who we are in our hearts, in our mind and heart integration. So it's important in our lives to look for inclusion, whether it be through sports or but even more than
More than
sports,
that,
yeah,
it's
because
because what
that
we're trying to
becomes.
do is we, you know, you then you have to be aware and witness whether or not you have some emotional wounds. So, you know, going right into reading all the time or literature or TV or games
Or
is a
sports
numbing,
obsession.
yeah, you're basically, it's an addiction to numbing emotional pain. And so what are some of the states of repair? How can we repair that? You do it through some self-realization. You know, how does this addiction affect the world or affect the family life? You know, the just always constantly work, 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 doing, 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 and all of a sudden you're disconnected from your family or from your mate or
Or from yourself.
from yourself.
To take that opportunity when you're in that awareness state to pause and breathe and see what you're feeling at the time and face it. Face it if you're anxious or if you're burdened or overwhelmed or bored. Just look at it, and that seeing, that self-awareness is going to bring about a freedom. And it's something I've had to look at is my resistance to seeing it without getting discouraged, or that tendency to judge myself. Or, I mean, it's in the collective consciousness. We're constantly judging ourselves and others. And so if we just notice it and witness it free of judgment, we're going to move along to freedom much quicker. I
So,
assure you that
yeah, one thing
my
I
experience.
hope I didn't interrupt you. Did I interrupt
No,
you? Oh,
don't.
good. Because I'm excited here. I've got a note here for myself of healing that inner war, as a repairing my inner war. So I've got it down here, loving self, loving the creation of me, the gratitude for me, connecting with the divine God for the gift of me. And I get excited about that. In fact, that brings a smile to my face because, you know, it overcomes that the awareness that I have of my addictions, which were created by lack of self-love, loving, not feeling good enough or worthy or, you know, so
All the
all the above, that's the
above.
inner war. And so to heal that inner war, I really took that on as, oh yeah, I gotta love myself and be grateful for this beautiful creation. And that was part of the situation I went through. You know, I had mentioned, and I think I mentioned it on the show too when I did that. And it was feeling like that war that I went through during that time, the cold treatment and everything, and I was.
During his near-death
That was all
experience.
that past karma. Whether it was good karma, bad karma, ugly karma, it was all in the past. And so all of a sudden I realized, oh, yeah, okay, good. Now I've connected with the divine God, the gift of me, and I get to start all over.
And that mere awareness is, it weans ourselves from the addictions. And it's just that observation through loving attention. I mean, giving attention to what it is that we're feeling and what it is we're addicted to, that we try to hide the addiction, or we move into the addiction to comfort ourselves. Instead of feeling pain, we numb ourselves and move into an addiction, whatever it is.
So how about talking about, now that we're on that topic, talk about the God is love intelligence, the enduring love.
Okay, I just wanted to, before we do that, I wanted to express how important it is to connect with ourselves, and that there's a rainbow of experiences that we can experience within ourselves. Having gratitude for seeing, for being aware, right before going to bed, even tonight, notice something that has wounded you and maybe connect it with an addiction, and have compassion and gratitude for seeing it. And then to feel that well-being of self, that you're taking care of yourself. And when one takes care of themselves, they take care of others. And it's easier to love, and it's easier to care and contribute to yourself and others. And our brains and our heart will work in sync and integrate in this process. And it's a beautiful connection that we need to nurture on a daily basis. And
Well,
before bed is a perfect time to give three statements of what you're grateful for.
it's beautiful. Give three statements and take three deep breaths.
There
And when you exhale on each breath, smile, just like we did
we go.
in the meditation today.
Yes.
Smile. It does. It just changes the, for me, I mean, when I smile, it just
And
changes
when
everything.
I'm grateful and appreciating what, not where I want to be, but where I have come from, what I'm seeing in myself without beating myself up, just noticing it and loving myself for noticing and being aware. And then connecting in a loving way to self. That heals the vasanas quickly. So,
Best medicine for me is when I can laugh at myself.
yeah,
Oh my
sure.
God, I did that today. Holy cow. What?
Once again, and yet it dissipates and it doesn't grip us so that we don't have that tendency to judge ourselves harshly.
Okay.
Love intelligence.
All right, let's I hate to race through all this stuff, but
Well, this is the third
the third, the love,
awakening.
enduring love intelligence. And so it's pleasure is that endless loop. We think that, oh, I love my boat, I love going fishing, I love doing this, I love, so it's all pleasure seeking. I love skiing, and so it's an endless loop. And we can't create from that endless loop because it's not sustainable truth. So what do you really love? Do you really love that divine yourself? Love of self, love of the divine, so you can make it about self in two different ways. You can be in that endless loop where you're not, it's not a sustainable truth because you're loving what you do and the objects that you have versus what's within your heart, what's within
And
you.
what's unlimited,
That's an unlimited loop.
because the things in our lives are very limiting. They can break, they can disintegrate, we can't take them with us for
No,
sure.
and it comes back to the security you were talking about earlier, searching for security and relationship, but
And
it causes more insecurity because it's like, gosh, why don't I have any friends? Well, you got your friends as your divine. That's your
that's our
ultimate
best
friend.
friend.
That's your best friend. You go there, and I guarantee you'll take a deep breath and a smile.
And I wanted to bring in ekam right now. Ekam is the Sanskrit word for oneness. And when we have enduring love, we're feeling oneness. It's the highest state of oneness. And that's what we're on this earth to evolve to, a more enlightened way of living, to enlightenment and awakening. And that's the flowering of our heart. It's not only love for one person or strictly our family, it's loving all life, loving our water, loving our trees and our pets and Mother Earth, all. And when we can open up to that much love as we move through our days, then the heart just expands and flowers, and we can heal ourselves more quickly. And we can, walk the path of enlightenment, the journey of enlightenment that we're here to evolve onto.
Yeah, because if we're always reaching out, thinking we need to get our love from somebody else, then we're aching to be loved, and that's a craving.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get us anywhere. It gets us into that state of suffering.
So Preetiji took us through the levels of love, and they were, they actually are. It's like a ladder, and it's through, and it's in coordination or correspondence to our chakras.
Right. So we just talked about pleasure, security, ache to be loved. Those are our lower chakras.
And that's the root chakra. Oh boy. Let's see. So the lower three chakras, we'll keep it at that because that page isn't up for me right now.
Well, and I've got the next is wholeness, affection, compassion.
Well, so wholeness is the heart.
Mm-hmm. And compassion.
Wholeness and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
the last including three, others as for completeness within. So
compassion.
It's mm-hmm. If we're loving ourselves, it's so easy to love others. It just permeates, and it takes away anything that's lacking, that blocks the fullness of love. So the fullness of love is that compassion, the compassionate heart that we have for others. So if you can see connecting as through a lens of compassion, then you have these heart-to-heart connections with others. And that's what that gets me excited. I never really had that in my life, on a whole where I was really aware of it. Oh, I have glimpses of it in the past, but that's what I'm wanting to transform now and transcend into more of that compassion, just to be at ease with my own past and present, and be at ease with no judgments. And then I, it's easier to have affection for all and
flow, flow through life,
and my affection is an extension of myself, my heart centeredness. I'm tapping into that 40 million neurons, heart communions with the other.
So I did want to mention on this ladder of levels of love intelligence that the first three chakras, where we're really focused on our pleasures and desires of what we want, our security. I mean, security is good. That's the foundation in relationships and with ourselves and within our world and family, although we can get obsessed about it. And so the first three chakras tend to be all about us. It's pretty much self-obsession, and it can be. It doesn't have to be, but it can move into that when we're not including others. And so once we reach the heart chakra, we become, and in our heart flowers, we become more whole, and then we move into that higher frequency where we're living more from the upper chakras, which are about feeling whole, not needing anyone to fill us in or to keep us uplifted and inspired, but we can create that with our relationship to our inner source. And then we automatically have more affection, which is the throat chakra. And then compassion is the third eye chakra. And then oneness, which is the crown chakra.
So I got a quick story I'd like to
Throw
throw in
in.
here, and then I'd love to play that song by
Okay.
Kate Wolf
Sure.
instead of us singing the farewell today.
Okay. And it's a love song. All love surrounds you,
And the pure light within you.
guides your way on.
Kind friends all gathered round, there's something I would say. What brings us together here has blessed us all today. Love has made a circle that holds us all inside. For strangers are as family, loneliness can't hide. You must give yourself to love. Love is what you're after. Open up your hearts to the tears and laughter and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. I've walked these mountains in the rain. I've learned to love the wind. I've been up before the sunrise to watch the day begin. And I always knew I'd find you, though I never did know how. But like sunshine on a cloudy day, stand before me now. So give yourself to love. Love is what you're after. Open up your hearts to the tears and laughter and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. Love is born in fire. Planted like a seed. Love can't give you everything, but it gives you what you need. And love comes when you are ready. Love comes when you're afraid. It will be your greatest teacher, the best friend you have made. So give yourself to love. Love is what you're after. Open up your hearts to the tears and laughter and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. Give yourself to love. If love is what you're after, open up your hearts to tears and laughter and give yourself to love. Give yourself to love.